For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. Tomorrow marks the second Women's March global event. In Eugene, organizers figure at least 3,000 people will turn out to voice support for women's rights and to protest the Trump administration. The event debuted last year, the day after President Trump's swearing-in ceremony. Past allegations of sexual harassment and his upset victory over Hillary Clinton, who could have been America's first female president, fired up many of the estimated 7,000 participants. Lynn Woodrich of the group Indivisible Eugene says the theme this year is Power to the Polls, looking ahead to the midterm elections.
Indivisible Eugene is stressing we vote, we win. We definitely have a strong wave, a tsunami, we're calling it. If we all vote, then we can make a huge change.
Karen Myers helped organize last year's march in Eugene. She says there are many issues on the table.
Whether it's women's rights, dealing with sexual harassment, climate change, the tenor of what's going on in this country right now when it comes to decency and civility, and we're seeing a lack of that. This march celebrates this is what democracy looks like when people get together.
Congressman Peter DeFazio and representatives of Planned Parenthood and the NAACP are featured speakers. Brian Bull, KLCC News.